In the business niche, I don't think you need to do 5 videos a week. I think really in the business niche, 1 video a week is good. But for whatever reason, I had made a commitment to myself at the beginning of this year to release 5 videos a week, every week for the rest of the year. So I'm going to stick with it. But for other folks, I really think one a week is a good number for business related content.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another amazing, powerful Fighting Entrepreneur episode. Listen, today we're going to talk about how to build an affiliate army, an army of people who will promote your product for you for free, okay? How to do it using free YouTube videos. Now, I've got an amazing guest with us today who's done millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. His business is scaling month over month, and a large part of it thanks to this massive affiliate army, this affiliate army he's built using free YouTube videos. And we're going to talk about how he did it, why he did it, and how I should do it. He's going to basically show me how to do it too, and you get to listen in. But before we do that, real quick, LURN.com. Are you a member of this massive revolution we're creating? Listen, more today, more this year than ever before, it's clear. We can't count on our governments to do basically anything, right? They're not going to save us. They're not going to change the world. We're going to do it. It's going to be us, entrepreneurs. And us entrepreneurs who stick together. That's my whole mission. That's my vision. That's my dream with LURN. I want to build the transformational home for entrepreneurs. We are doing it. We have over 405,000 members as of the time that I'm filming this interview. Come join us. It's LURN.com. Free to join. Tons of free courses. Tons of amazing courses that are $5. Tons of courses that are hundreds of dollars, depending on what you're looking for. Every topic is covered and more coming every day. Okay? Now, last but not least, go to AnikPodcast.com. Make sure you leave us a great review over at iTunes. Every week, I pick people who've left us iTunes reviews to win amazing, cool stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, please click subscribe. Leave a comment below. As you listen to the episode, you have thoughts, leave them below. Let John see them. Let the rest of the world see them. Click like, click subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, click the bell icon, click everything you can click, okay? All right, we got all the promo stuff out of the way. So now let's get to our amazing guest. Now, usually I ask our guests beforehand, I say, hey, tell me some stuff that I could say about you in your bio. I didn't ask this individual because I've known him for years and I've watched him grow. Now, here's the thing. Whenever I meet people in the internet marketing world, typically I meet people that are doing very well, they're very intelligent, and they're happy, content, complacent. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. It may sound like, I think I say it like it's a negative. It really isn't. It's just not where I am in my life. So when, for me, I say something's working, my first question is, how do I scale this thing? How do I stretch it? How do I stretch the rubber band until it breaks and then come back and build another one and stretch it again? It's very rare that I meet people that think like that. Now, when I originally started my vision for LURN, okay, at that time I was thinking, do I go out for investors? Do I not go out for investors? I don't know what to do. I ended up connecting. I have no idea who connected us, but someone connected me to John. And John and I hit it off and we started talking and he had some thoughts and some ideas about some things he was doing. And immediately I knew about John one thing. This guy's a stretcher. He likes to take that rubber band and stretch it. He thinks scale. He thinks big. And then I go check. So we start talking about what he's doing with advertising. One of the first people in our industry, he was doing YouTube ads before it was like the cool thing and the hip thing to do. He was using YouTube ads. He showed me one of his ads, helicopters, surfing, really well produced. Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I filmed an actual movie. So if you go to YouTube and type in Lethal Commission, I made an actual movie where I get to do the James Bond scene where I shoot a car and it blows up. So I look at his production quality. I look at how he thinks. And I realized, okay, got to get to know this guy better. Now, a couple years go by and we reconnect. I'm like, John, what are you up to? He's like, oh, nothing. Just looking to scale this thing up. I said, oh, yeah. In my head, expecting he's 100 grand, 200 grand a month. He's looking to scale. Oh, no. Already making millions a month, looking to scale even beyond that. So what I want you to understand about John is he's innovative. He's ahead of the market at all times and he's looking to scale. And if you can grab even 5% of what he's going to talk about today, you can do some really big things. So with that said, John, man, thank you. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I'm going to have some fun, man, picking your brain about something creative, how to build an affiliate army using YouTube videos, which is unique. So thanks for being on, man.
Dude, happy to be here. That was a crazy introduction. I'm really humbled and honored. Happy to
awesome.
Share.
Awesome. Well, listen, you know, we might be friends. You might be awesome. You might know how to scale stuff, but that doesn't mean you can't, you know, that doesn't mean you can get by our oath of the Fighting Entrepreneurs. I need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, John Cristani.
You solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my affiliate building strategies. Awesome. All right. Well, listen, everyone. Today, what we're going to do is show you how to get people to promote your product for you for free. Mm-hmm. Now, John's had over 19,163 affiliates just last month.
Yep.
Actively send him traffic for free. He didn't have to pay them any money. He didn't have to risk any money. He didn't have to negotiate deals with them. All right. And a ton of them got sales, and he only had to pay them when they got sales. That's like every time you give me a dollar, I'll give you two back. How many times would you do that transaction with me? You keep doing it again and again. I don't care. We'll do it an infinite number of times. There's no risk for you, right? So, John, what's really interesting about your story is you were a YouTuber, again, I feel like before it was the cool, hip thing to do, right? Actually, I remember having a conversation with you, and I remember asking you, why do you spend so much time on YouTube? Why do you invest so much energy in YouTube? And now here I am, right? I'm almost at, you know, 80 or 85,000 subscribers. Yay. And but you made a flip, dude. You flipped it over. Instead of monetizing YouTube like everyone else does, using it to promote their products, build a list, all that, you all of a sudden said, screw that. I'm going to use this to build an affiliate army. So before we even get into that, because that's the core of today, can you give us a little bit, like I want to go into round number one. And round number one, I want to talk to you about how did you build your YouTube channel? Like, tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel, what the channel is, how many subscribers you have, and the history of how you got into it.
We go way. My YouTube channel, if you check it, it actually was opened in 2009. And I'm going to make the history a little short, but in 2009 was when I read the 4-Hour Work Week. You know, I took a year off from college, and you know, I traveled around the world. Went to after I read the 4-Hour Work Week, I was in Thailand. I said I need to start a business, and I said, okay, what type of business should I start? I started filming videos about backpacking, how to do low-cost budget travel around the world. That didn't really work out, but I had started YouTube. Zoom forward to 2012 when I started building my agency out. What I realized, I hated training people. I hated spending time tediously explaining things to people over and over again, only for an employee of my agency that was going to manage AdWords accounts to just go on and go choose to do something else in life. I'm like, I spent time training you. So I said, I'm just going to record myself as I work on Google AdWords accounts and narrate, and I'll just flip those videos to whoever I bring on. So I started posting those on YouTube, but I made an accident. I accidentally made some of those videos public. Where I was teaching about keyword research strategies and whatnot.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I remember going forward to 2016 when I was starting to think about getting into the business opportunity niche, you know, just circumstances. Somebody said, dude, you have a lot of subscribers on YouTube. I said, what are you talking about? No, I don't. And they showed me, and they showed some of those videos that I'd made in 2012 or 13. Training people on how to do AdWords. Actually, you know, I had like a couple thousand subscribers. I didn't even realize. So I said, maybe this is an area of opportunity, but it got the gears running, right? And then I just said, okay, Facebook ads is super competitive. I see Tai Lopez. He's crushing it on YouTube ads. Nobody else is doing YouTube ads. Maybe there's room for another person other than Tai Lopez. So I said, I'm going to work on this. I'm just going to iterate a number of times. And, you know, I did. And by the, like, I think it was like the third time around in making an advertisement for YouTube, I had I'd created a nice ROI where I was spending $1 to make back two or three. So
yeah. That's awesome. It's basically, I love it. You fell into YouTube by mistake. Yeah. And all of a sudden you realize, but you were quick to realize, hey, if there's organic potential, there must be potential on the paid side. What were you selling?
It was the other way around. Well, it went organic and then paid and then back to organic.
Okay. Got it. So when you say you were making such a huge ROI on the paid side, I'm just curious, what were you selling? Was it a low ticket product, high ticket product? What was it?
Yeah, at the time, I didn't even know about the whole like high ticket JV, like 997, like space really. I wasn't on any of those email lists. I was selling $47 a month. I'd chosen a price point that I saw in a lot of the CPA networks. And I was acquiring customers for, then I had upsells. So people would, I would promote other 997, kind of like high ticket business opportunity products. And so I was acquiring a customer for about $30. I was getting them on $47 a month continuity. And then I had a lot of affiliate offers like hosting and click funnels and this and that, you know, so we easily tripled, you know, each dollar we got in and we had the recurring.
I love that. I want everyone to think about that. Notice how he said the front end was whatever it was, but then there was all these back end offers. And even I forget, sometimes I think back end, I'm like, yeah, 997, go for the big kill, you know, but you mentioned things like hosting. I bet that adds up. Like how much money have you been able to make from hosting just by having a link at the back end?
Yeah. Yeah. Hosting was big. And then I started contracting out with kind of like seminar, like mentorship and like seminar companies. And those commissions were huge monster. And so I'd say hosting, page builders, seminars, and then high ticket offers. So we basically tripled our money on the front end, and then we had recurring, and that was my entrance into business opportunity.
That's so crazy. For anyone wondering, you can go to his page, 364,000 subscribers as of the moment that we're filming this, which is amazing. Now, take it from someone who's about to cross 80,000, maybe today. That's not easy, man. YouTube is one of the hardest places to build a following because you don't buy it. You can't pay for it. It completely has to be organic. But John Crestani, J-O-H-N, and then Crestani, C-R-E-S-T-A-N-I. Go check him out.
Something Crestani people.
Yeah. Look for the guy with a lot. You know, you can type in his name wrong, but then if it doesn't have 364,000 subscribers, it's not Crestani. All right. So, okay. So, John, we're going to set up to move into round two because this is the interesting part. So, I'm building.
Why is it called the fighting entrepreneur, by the way? If you don't.
Why is it called that?
Are you a boxer or something?
Do I look like a boxer? No, I need to shave like at least 30 pounds. No, not at all. It's funny that you asked me that. All right, so we'll flip this. So basically, John's interviewing me now, everybody. The second URL I ever bought in my life, I always wanted to go into personal development. All right. So first URL I ever bought in my life was bettergpa.com. Which was the biggest failure yet the biggest success of my life. Taught me internet marketing, but the product itself completely failed. The second URL ever bought in my life was iwillfight.com. And it was just the fighter mentality. That's what it was all about. Like,
I get it.
You know, not giving up and just kind of, you know, you get punched, you get back up. So the fighting entrepreneur is just me saying, hey, get back up, get in on the fight. Then, you know, just took it over to the podcast because it was a cool name. Sounds kind of funny. So
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people message me and say I'm promoting violence, which I just find interesting. But we leave it to people.
Leave it alone sometimes.
Yeah. So as we go into round two, here's my question. So someone asked me once, it's really funny. It was like 2 weeks ago. Someone once asked me, they said, why are you trying to get more subscribers on YouTube? Now, here's the thing. I'm actually really not. I'm not doing anything active. Like I publish my podcast episodes on YouTube. We publish some content videos on YouTube. But I don't really have a purpose at the moment. I'd love to get more branding. I'd love to get more people, you know, getting into kind of our, you know, the learn, ecosystem. Mm-hmm. I think if I was to say eventually what's my real purpose, it would be to get more learn.com members. But if you look at my YouTube channel, it's not set up to do that right now. I mean, it's not like every video I start starts with a learn ad or anything. Mm-hmm. So then I have another friend of mine. I asked my friend the same question. This is, again, right after I got asked this. I asked my friend, I said, why do you have a YouTube channel? Boom, he had an answer right off the bat. He's like, ad money. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I make like 30 grand a month in ad money. I'm good. That's like all I need to live. And I said, oh, okay. Well, hey, I don't agree with you, but hey, you have a purpose. You know what you're doing. And most people on YouTube, they start their YouTube channels because they want to gather audiences, build an email list, promote products, make money from it. Maybe it's ad money. But you just completely flipped it. So let's go to round number two. So round number two, you decided to stop monetizing your channel and start turning it into a way to recruit affiliates. When you described this on the phone to me, I was just blown away. Can you take me back? Like, what led to that thought process?
Sure. So around when I reached, like, this was a bit over 100,000 some subscribers or whatever. This was last year. I realized I was competing in a space. I was looking specifically at Dan Locke, at Kevin David, at, you know, I think, you know, it, you know, some of the bigger guys. And I just said, you know, I looked at the ad money I was making, it was low, and the editing quality of the big guys. And I said, I can't compete with that. I'm personally not willing to put in the time and effort of daily uploads to make this my number one business model. And I hate doing things half-assed. I hate, I always like to take what somebody's doing and just make it ridiculous, you know, and go to the next level. So I said, okay, I'm not growing much, you know, and so I looked at that, and that was one side of things. And then on the other side, I looked at where my audience was from. And I wasn't making a lot of sales from my audience of my 997 6-week training program. And I said, okay, where are they coming from? And I said, they're coming from a lot of poor countries, you know, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, Zimbabwe, Kenya. You know, I'm getting people from, you know, all over the world, Bangladesh. I mean, like, over, I'd say 60% of my audience is from these really poor third world countries. They're never going to afford my 6-week training course. And given that most of my audience was from these poor countries, and they're never going to be a customer of mine, I thought to myself, how can I, like, maximize all of these kind of things floating around? And I just sat and thought, and I said, I have to figure out how to make YouTube worthwhile. I'm starting to hate it because the burnout is real. Work videos every day, if you really, and really thinking through the topics to make them better than the other people is really hard. So I thought and I thought and I thought, and I'm a big believer in the obstacle being the way to transformation. I was uncomfortable. And I just figured out, I said, you know what, I'm going to stop trying to, you know, be really smart and, like, you know, hoping, you know, some of the American audience will buy my course at the end of my 15-minute videos. I'm going to focus on the other half of my audience. I'm going to focus on the 60-some percent of people that they're just broke and they're looking to do, actually most of that, even the Americans are just looking to do stuff. So I said, I'm just going to put everybody to work. That's what they want to do anyways. And I'm going to have them make money online. I really believe in what I teach, and I'm just going to give them free strategies to promote my product. And I started doing that. I said, I started doing all the free traffic methods I could think of. Make 100, you know, how to make money using Instagram DMs, how to post in Facebook groups, how to post affiliate links in LinkedIn groups. You know, you have to use like these weird, you have to use weird things to post affiliate links on Facebook, but I know how to do it. So I was just you know, you have to put it in a Google document. But I was showing people all these things, and what was crazy was my videos weren't getting, it wasn't that my videos were like necessarily getting crazy numbers of views. They started to, But my traffic, my website traffic, and my entire business just started getting more and more and more and more traffic and sales. And it's, I mean, we get about 3 million visits a month free. I mean, completely wow. free. It's just, so that's been really cool. And seeing people from Kenya, like write in testimonials and stuff being like, I made $1,000 and I'm from Kenya. And that's like more than most people in my country make in like whatever amount of time. It's just, it's really dope. And it's really easy for me to teach free traffic methods. It's good for them, good for me. I don't know. It just makes sense.
Well, so I'm looking at your YouTube channel here. It's so crazy. You know, one thing I love about YouTube, doing research on YouTube is so easy. So if I want to, you know, YouTube hack John right now, it's not hard. Like if I want to swipe titles from John, like yeah. I want to make videos right now for myself. Okay, let's look at this. I go back, John, I'm going
to... Some of the top videos are ads, by the way. So the ones that don't have catchy names are probably ads.
Okay.
That I used to run.
So, but I look at something here. It says make $100 per day with the yep. Digistore affiliate network. Right? Was that an ad?
Are you looking at the top videos?
Oh, no. This has 15,000 in views. Like I'm looking... So what I'm looking at doing on channels is I'm looking at average number of views, right? So your videos yeah. get 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 views. And then... I love to see the ones that go 10,000, 20,000, 15,000.
So what's my strategy right now is what you're saying?
No, I'm just letting everyone know that it's not, it's really easy to know and see, like I'm looking at your videos and the ones where you are showing people how to make this like little bits of money yeah. Per day, they take off. They get three times the number of views of other people. And so John, so in high level, you figured out, hey, I'm anyways teaching people how to make money. That's what my channel is about. But if I can twist it a little bit and teach them how to make money using my product, selling my product as an affiliate long-term, I make more money from that than what they will make, what I'll make off of them buying my courses. So instead of selling my course to those on YouTube, teach them for free, but ask them to promote my product in exchange. And now you said your business just took off. You're helping these people more. There is no promotions on your videos. And you said you've taught things. I want to go back to this. You've taught them to do things like, go back through that list again, Facebook groups and
DMs.
Sorry?
Groups. So I teach people, I'll give them DM scripts, like conversation scripts.
Okay.
Right? Like message somebody in Ty Lopez's, in Ty Lopez's group and say, hey, I see you follow Ty Lopez on Instagram. You know, this is an Instagram DM. You know, has his advice made you any money yet? I just started following him. And the person will likely reply back, no. And then you say, are you doing anything online that is like helping you make money? I'm trying to figure out how to make money. And they'll say, no. And then you'll respond with like, hey, I just, you know, this free train, you know, I just found out about this free training on affiliate marketing. This looks pretty legit. You know, I suggest you watch it. So I try to create conversation templates that they DM people on all of the social platforms. And what's funny is this is sales 101. You know what? People did it knocking on doors. People did it calling on phones. people aren't teaching you how to DM people. It's basic. And for somebody, when you're selling a high ticket training program, that's a $500 commission. So it's very worthwhile. You only need one of those a day.
All right. So we got DM scripts. What else are you teaching them?
Groups, posting in Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups. Now there's two big factors there. There's the moderators, because the moderators don't, you know, they're like, we don't want people putting advertisements or stuff. So you got to do it the right way. So you might, for instance, I might go into, you know, if I told somebody to go into one of, you know, some make money online group, I'd be like, you know, hey, you know, I'd go into an entrepreneurship group and say, hey, usually I don't do this, but I'm going to give like 20 people, you know, I'm a successful website owner and I'm going to give 20 people free consultations on how to set up their online business. Right. And like, just reply in the comments below. And they might reply in the comments or DM the person from the group, you know, in the ClickFunnels group. And then they basically get them, you know, they say, here, let me help you how to set up your business. One, register this for this webinar and watch everything. After you register for the webinar, call me and let me know if you have any questions about purchasing the training program. And number three, let's get started. And I'm going to give you, you know, and I'll help you through as you go through the training program. Something like that, right? Yeah. Like that's a very like under the radar kind of thing that will fly in with moderators. Or if somebody posts an affiliate link, basically in groups, what you have to do is you have to post it in a Google document. And depending on how tough the moderators are, you have to you know, really add value and turn the Google document into a pre-sell page, essentially.
Got it. Okay, so we got DMs, we got Facebook groups. What else you got? What else are you teaching them?
Reposting videos. So there's like 50, there's like a bunch. It's basically like SEO. You can take my videos from like YouTube and like, I just don't have the time to like post them on all these like, you know, other random sites. So I ask my students to do that. Also, it's like part of the reason I came up with that strategy is because like, I don't know. I think all the social networks hate me. So, and I want my information to live on and I don't want it to be relying on me. So,
yeah. Okay. Awesome. I mean, so these are things that people all over the world can do very simply. Yeah. And even if, you know, this is where the volume can kick in, right? So if you had only 10 affiliates doing it, it's not going to move a needle. But if you have 10,000 affiliates doing it or 19,000, starts to suddenly move the needle.
I also teach them ads.
I was going to say, what have you found to be like the number one thing you teach them? Like if you were to look at your top 30 affiliates who come from your YouTube channel, what are they doing? What's the number one way they're doing it?
Oh, the top, I'd say the top affiliates in my overall are like, you know, guys with big email lists, right? Mm-hmm. Like usually
I meant more like the top of the people that come from your YouTube channel, what are the strategies?
DMs 100%. They find sneaky ways to get in. Usually they do DMs with some sort of like group post. Mm. So the best one I saw was the free consultation. Like one of the guys posted a weight loss group and he said, hey, I'm a fitness trainer. And you know what? I'm giving away free consultations, you know, 20 free consultations today for like some made up reason, I'm assuming. And he got like 200 responses in the group he posted in and more DMs. And he's just selling some ClickBank weight loss program. Like that's what he does. His consultation is just here are the three products you buy and here's how to combine them together. Wow. And he's crushing it. And he's in some African country. Like, dude, just made another 8 sales. He's posting in our groups. He's like in our Discord channel. He's like, just made another 8 sales today, which is, you know, like $320, which is more than he made in a month.
Yeah. That's crazy. So DMs. Okay. Awesome. Wow, that's really cool. I mean, I'm starting to think about this as far as, you know, for Learn. Yeah. Very similar. So if I was using YouTube to just attract members to Learn, it's the same thing. I want volume and I want long-term value. So I want millions of members to spend little teeny bits of money with me. And I feel like that creates the impact that I want with Learn. You're doing exactly the same thing. It's just you want lots of affiliates, each creating little miniature versions of impact. Yeah. But what I love about what you just said is, although you position your YouTube training to say, hey, guys, come promote my product, but what the example you just gave is someone who's not promoting your product. Yeah. He's using your strategies, promoting something completely different. Yeah. So you're giving a value to these people, teaching them. It's just giving you an opportunity to maybe position your affiliate program first.
Oh, yeah. People want to copy. You know, when you don't get marketing, it's like,
yeah.
I remember when I didn't get marketing and like, you just don't know what you can break and what you can change and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say like the vast majority of people end up, you know, they promote my program, but yeah, it's like all the methods can be used for anything. It just takes a little more knowledge, you know, and so yeah, most people end up promoting me.
Okay. So look, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, here are some steps to start getting some free traffic. Go get a product listed on ClickBank. All right. Start a YouTube channel. Start teaching people how to promote your product off of your YouTube channel, throw up an opt-in page as the landing page for the ClickBank affiliate link, and now you're building an email list for free as well. So is it easy? No. Is it simple? Yeah. But it's just a matter of getting it started. Let's move into round number three. I'm excited to talk to you about this because I'm looking at your YouTube channel and I want to know what your strategy to your madness is here. All right. Topic number three, YouTube video topics. Mm-hmm. This one mystifies me because I want to do it too. I don't know. I have like two ways. One is I can just talk about whatever the heck I want to talk about, but that doesn't seem to be what the best ones are doing. You do have a wide array of topics and some that kill it. And some they'll get 3,000-5,000 views and some get 15,000-20,000 views.
Yeah.
You're going every day though, it looks like, right? Are you doing daily videos?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like every day. That's a lot. Okay. How do you pick your topics? Like how do you know what to talk about? How do you choose what to talk about?
So, by the way, my YouTube setup is behind me. I got these like $20 lights from Home Depot. They work great. They work better than any photography light. I have my camera and all this. dude, I don't know. I don't know how to pick topics totally. So yeah, I do daily videos. And part of the reason I do daily videos is because I made a commitment to myself at the beginning of this year. And also because my daily videos prop up my free what I call my free traffic videos, which are the ones where I really get deep into the methods to be an affiliate. So if I don't release new videos, it like won't keep those like floating like high in the suggested algorithm. It's YouTube's a whole.
Okay, I don't get it. Talk about that a little bit more. Your free traffic videos, floating algorithm, go back.
Basically, my free my videos where I'm like make $100 a day with Instagram, where I get people to like DM people on Instagram or like make $100, you know, make money marketing my program with Facebook groups. All of those video topics, they won't be suggested to people as often if I'm not regularly releasing new videos, no matter what the quality of those new videos are.
Now that's not ads, that's organic. You're saying your organic videos don't get as much suggested. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's a little
algorithmic. If I stop releasing videos, so the channel slowly dies. Yeah. So how I come up with topics is, so my whole thing is, you know, about adding value. You know, I want to add value, and I want to be the number one affiliate marketing YouTuber. And that was really one of the big pivots, is because before I was thinking I want to be like, you know, the number one business guy like Dan Locke or Kevin David. But you know, I switched that to just affiliate marketing. I don't care about getting to a million. So I am trying to make I'm trying to keep my audience very affiliate marketing friendly focused. So right now I just chose topics. You know, I've run out of ideas, man. I mean, it gets hard after a year and a half.
Yeah.
A video a day. I mean, that's like 200 some videos a year. Like how much stuff do you know? You know, it's like Facebook ads.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Google ads, like Pinterest ads, like, you know, at Twitter ads, and then you start like, you know, then you're like, okay, like I have to do 250 more of these. So it's like, it definitely gets nerve wracking at sometimes. Right now I'm doing walkthroughs of every affiliate network out there because I go for keywords. You know, I'm really going for keywords right now. Like the affiliate network keywords, you know, Commission Junction walkthrough, share a sale walkthrough, Amazon affiliate walkthrough. So I'm just doing walkthroughs of all the different things. Next month I'm going to do some walkthroughs of different tools related to affiliate marketing, such as Canva and, you know, like free tools, MailChimp, Canva, and, you know, HubSpot and all these other free tools, Hootsuite, et cetera. I'm going to do walkthroughs of all these other tools out there. You know, I'm really busy right now is the issue. So once I settle down, once my time gets more freed up, I'm going to go back and create what I call more intensive free traffic method walkthroughs. The videos that crush it and the videos that drive all of my affiliates, there's about 20 videos on my channel, and I shot them mostly last year. And between those 20 videos, are probably 80% of my views. You know, it's like, make $100 a day with Facebook, or like, make $100 a day posting, reposting YouTube videos. Make $100 a day with Instagram. Those videos, probably 80% of my views, probably 100% of the new affiliates for my product. And so my mission is to, you know, SEO for other affiliate marketing related keywords and keep those videos propped up.
Mm. But those videos, it's like it happened by accident, right? So you're just constantly pumping out new content, new videos, and every now and every like 100 you make, or two, but not even, maybe 30 you make, one's like, bam, it hits it. And that's just part of the discipline?
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the discipline. You know, it's, yeah, I'd say it's, yeah, it's just part of it. For me, I shouldn't have done a video, like in the business niche, I don't think you need to do 5 videos a week. I think really in the business niche, 1 video a week is good. But for whatever reason, I had made a commitment to myself at the beginning of this year to release 5 videos a week, every week for the rest of the year. So I'm going to stick with it. But for other folks, I really think one a week is a good number for business related content, especially if you're trying to get people to promote your products.
Got it. No, you know, I did something similar with the podcast. So I got super excited last year. I started the podcast with 1 episode a week, and then I was like, I can do 2. And then I went to 2. And then I was like, I can do 3. I'll tell you, I went to 3. First of all, it became a burden. Yeah. I just felt like I was always being followed by my AV team saying, hey, we need something. Hey, we need a podcast. Hey, we need a podcast. And it stopped being fun. And I started getting to the point where I was like, oh, you know, and then we cut back to 2, and then we cut back to 1. And I also realized one more thing. When I went to 3, actually, I started getting complaints from some of my followers. And what was happening is followers of the podcast weren't saying, okay, Anik, you can go ahead and create 3 a week. I just want to listen to 1. It almost felt like an all or none. So they were in to listen to my 1 a week, but if I was doing 3, they were just out. They weren't listening to me at all. So we went to 1 a week. We've been at 1 a week. I think I'll go to 2 a week in the next coming future, because I'm starting to get super ahead now. I have like months worth of episodes done. But I will never go above that. Like for the podcast, not for YouTube. I do have a question, but I think we'll take this into round 4, because you caught me on something interesting where you said, I decided to go after and become the number 1 affiliate marketing channel. And it hit on something that I've been a little bit lost on myself. Mm-hmm. So let's go to round number 4. And let's talk about topic, specificity, niche. I have been studying some different channels. And so the one that I recently had, not recent at this point, it was months ago, I had Alexandra Catoni on. She's a copywriter, and she has blown up her YouTube channel. What's that?
A cover writer?
Copywriter.
Oh, copywriter. Okay.
Yeah, she's a copywriter. So she built a channel about copywriting, and she's done really well. And so I was at, it was funny. We didn't talk about copywriting. We ended up talking about how she grew her YouTube channel. But if you go to her channel, it's all about copywriting. I have another friend of mine who's all about e-com. I have another friend of mine who's all about e-com in India, literally teaching people how to do e-commerce in India. And by the way, channel blowing up. So I start to see a trend. I'm like, huh, they all have very specific topics versus mine is like a smorgasbord. Right now, it's just my YouTube. YouTube is just my podcast episodes. And my podcast episodes are whatever the hell my heart desires. I literally find people that I
have a neat idea. I came up with a neat idea, by the way. Remind me to tell you later on.
Okay, yeah, I will. So given that I want to attract entrepreneurs in the platform, I keep wondering and debating, what the heck do I make my channel about? Should it be? And I love copywriting. And one of my staple products is copywriting. But I don't get excited about Anik Singhal's entire channel being copywriting. It sounds boring. Yeah. It sounds like I'll run out of crap to say, to be honest with you, very soon. Can it just be a bunch of random interviews? Is that what it should be? Like, what lends itself best for me for Learn to just get more and more people into Learn?
Okay, so let's have fun here. Let's have fun here. And I'll refer you to my assistant to pay my consultation fees later. No, I'm joking.
You got it.
No, dude, this is fun. So like, the standpoint I'm coming from is like, just teaching like random interviews or copyright. It kind of depends on what you're going for. I kind of know a little bit about like kind of what you're doing with business and offline stuff and all that jazz. So again, I think the goal here is to get lots, to create your own ecosystem and whatnot. If it was influence, I'd say like, yeah, go like start interviewing guys like Kevin Harrington and Robert Herjavec or, you know, all these guys, you know. But I don't think that's like the direction you're trying to go. My idea is, yeah, I think you could be the number one copywriting channel or something like that, but, or learning events or motivational. I would have, the goal I'm thinking of is basically like you telling people, hey, I encourage people, motivation, here's how to set up your own motivational event in your own city. Like, this is how easy it is to connect with other folks. And, you know, you can talk to Panera Bread. Panera Bread will give you a room, you know, in the side. I don't know. I've known people who did meetings in Panera Bread. Or you could go to Starbucks or some, you give them a format, you give them like a template to how to go out and basically connect as entrepreneurs in their local area, and how to run a little event. You're like, provide masks, provide gloves, you know, have a few topics. Here, I'm actually going to give you the presentation slides for some topics. Did you know that the best way to learn things is to teach them? You know, so you're like, here's some things, and then here's some exercises you do, and then you can make money. Like, don't like, we all know, like, get people in a room, you can make money. Like, you know, I don't even do events. Like, but if you get people in a room, you're going to make money. Like, you know, like each person in a room physically is a foul, you know, that's looking to learn about making money on business is 1 to 2,000 ahead. So you just have them sell your program in person in a room, so you could get, you know, help people get together and motivation or so, I don't know. So that, or you could have teach people copywriting. And, you know, I think of the big money angle though. Like I want a back end because I don't get it's going to be hard to stay motivated if it's not worth your time, and your time's unbelievably expensive. I'd angle it. I'd think about it like the goal is to get people to, you're giving people email templates, you're explaining your email templates and how you wrote them, and your goal is to get people to put those email templates, this whole sequence, which you explain in your YouTube videos, to get them to put it on their AWeber, MailChimp, to get it to them to put it on their list. And then if you have 80,000 subscribers of people who are looking to learn email marketing from you who have lists, that's valuable.
Yeah.
That's big money. Mm-hmm. 80,000 people looking to learn how to make money online it's not very exciting. It's not going to be a big revenue generator for you, but 80,000 people looking to put learning about how to put your email sequences on their back end to monetize their list, and you both make. So that's kind of the approach I go about it, because YouTube is such a long-term and tedious process. I would advise you to kind of think about it from more of like, what's a benefit that can be really exciting for me and keep me motivated on this project? And I'm going to figure out an angle into that, whether that's email or offline events or something.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Yeah, let's see where it goes. I mean, everyone's watching. You can see what I decide to do with YouTube, what I don't. But
what are your thoughts? I have learned. Man? We're brainstorming here.
Yeah, I know.
And where's my logic wrong on any of that stuff?
No, it's not. It's okay. Not wrong at all. That's why I said.
But which one do you gravitate towards, if any of those, or neither?
I don't think I gravitate towards anything yet. I'll tell you what. Content for me has been a tricky game. Content marketing has not been one of my favorite things in the world, because I just find paid ads to be so much easier. Now, the only thing in my life that I've been very consistent with now, it will be on 2 years at the end of this year, so a year and a half right now, is this podcast. But even this podcast, I almost quit at one point, and that was when I caught it towards the tail end of last year when I started realizing the podcast was becoming a stress in my life, and I went back. So the actual reason I ever launched the podcast was very selfish, and I always joke that till this day, the podcast remains a very selfish thing for me. And that was because in 2018, about halfway through 2018, I remember thinking to myself, I'm so busy with work, I'm so busy with life that I've stopped studying, I've stopped learning. And one of the things I love about being a marketer is you're always learning new things, trying new things and testing. I didn't really feel like I had the time to take courses, to go to events, to do masterminds. Sure. So I was like, you know what? I got access. That's one thing my brand's been able to get me. I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a long time, but I've been putting it off. What if I didn't do the podcast so that it becomes the number one podcast in the world and all of that? What if I just did a podcast so I get an opportunity to interview smart people about topics I know nothing about, learning from them? And then some of it I may apply to my business. Some of it maybe I will apply later to my business, but at least I'll learn. And then my students can listen in. And that is what has led me to A, being super excited about my episodes and looking forward to them. Mm-hmm. B, the podcast doing so well and growing. So I feel like with YouTube, if I go too strategic and I fall out of love with it, and if it's just too logical and it's just not something that's fun, I won't do it. I know myself. I'll just...
And then I won't focus. You know, I personally think any individual person can focus on one social channel at a time, or else you go nuts. And for me, I'm focused on YouTube, and then everything else, you know, it gets like kicked out to like, you know, clips get kicked out to Facebook and Instagram and we do the same thing. I mean, I, dude, and your podcast is, I have a lot of respect for it because you bring on really smart people. So yeah, YouTube is definitely a time, you know, it's a very time intensive thing. You know, that's another warning, but I mean, obviously the benefits are huge, but you're right in being, you know, non-committal to it because it's
so. Yeah, and I've heard, and you backed it up today too. It's like with YouTube, if you're going to do it, you do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it, stop. YouTube doesn't like it. It hurts your channel. But for me, it's been growing. It's been doing fine. And I've done exactly what you just said. I've taken my podcast, made that the anchor.
Yeah.
And now slowly what we're starting to do is adapt that podcast to whatever, you know, social media channel. Let someone else own it. So it's not me. So for me, I get on here with you. I hang out. We talk. We brainstorm. I end it. I turn it over to my AV team and I'm done. Yeah. But after that, it starts showing up on all the different platforms. Because that's the other thing is I'm just not a social person. I don't like spending time. I don't like doing stories on Instagram. And
we're dads. You know? We're dads.
Yeah. So, but I do love what you've done. And I love the fact that I want everyone to understand that don't just start making YouTube videos to make YouTube videos. You have a purpose behind them. You know why you're doing it. They all drive to one end goal. And I think that is what part of what makes you so strong. John, it's been amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Man, I want to give you one final opportunity. Anything you'd love to say to our students, and then I want you to tell them how the heck they can stalk you, how they can learn more from you, and how they can get, you know, involved with what you're doing. Tell them how to reach you.
Sure. You know, I would say focus and persistence. You know, it all comes down to focus and persistence in business from what I've seen. And focus means not giving up when you come across an obstacle. The obstacle is the way, you know, and not quitting, you know, never quit. And you have an amazing teacher here. You know, Anik is, you know, a guy, one of the few guys in this industry that is coming from deep in his heart and from deep in his soul to lead you. And basically whatever he recommends, you know, take that very seriously because there aren't many people like Anik in this industry. It's the supreme minority. So a lot of respect for what you've done and the business you've built and just where you're coming from. So it's also always good to chat with you, man. So
yeah.
If you want to find me, look me up on, just Google my name or look me up on YouTube. Don't mind all the stupid affiliates that are doing their stupid negative reviews on me. It's John Crestani, J-O-H-N last name is C-R-E-S-T, like the toothpaste, A-N-I, like the bird in the cuckoo family.
All right, perfect. Guys, definitely go subscribe to his YouTube channel, watch what he's doing, get on his email list. Very, very smart marketer. Like I told you, always out there innovating ahead of the curve. So if you want to know what's coming up next year, watch what John's doing and you'll see exactly that. So with that said, listen, leave a comment below, subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you're listening on YouTube, if you're on list on iTunes, go to onicpodcast.com. Make sure you leave us a positive review, please. That helps us get the message out and build this fighting entrepreneur family. So on YouTube, comment below, hit subscribe, bell icon, all of that fun stuff. On iTunes, make sure onicpodcast.com. Go binge on all of our episodes that we've had and let John know you love him in the comments below. Thank you so much, everybody. As I always say, when life pushes you, what do you do? Stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Go out there, fight for your dreams, all right? And John asked me today, why do I call it the fighting entrepreneur? Because sometimes we get knocked down, but we always get back up. This is Onyx Singhal signing off. See you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.